Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the Sunday music program of Voice of Mongolia in English. Today, I am excited to present a unique program that aims to introduce you to the rising stars of Mongolian artistry. Get ready for an insightful interview with one of Ulaanbaatar's most sought-after artists, Udi Swashbuckling Dandies. And that's not all. We have an amazing lineup of their music and Udi's recommendations ready for you. So settle in and get ready to be entertained. Thank you for agreeing to do this interview with me. Could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Udi of Udi Swashbuckling Dandies, my band. I'm a singer, songwriter, guitarist, producer, an amateur engineer, mixer, all-around musical tour de force extraordinaire.
Okay.
Yeah, and my band is I created it in 2018. Mm-hmm. We were called Udi's Band for a bit, and then I thought that was kind of lame, so I wanted something more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I changed it to Udi Swashbuckling Dandies, and we've been playing here in UB Ulaanbaatar for good number of years now, and we've gotten really better. Every year we get better and better. That's the cool thing about our band. We got so many, we're like multi-generational, multi-gender band. The oldest one is 32, the youngest one is 21. There's two, three girls. We have like maybe, sometimes we have like seven, eight members. Sometimes we have 13 members, depending on the event is.
Okay.
On Playtime Festival this year, which is the biggest music festival in Mongolia, we performed with 13 people on stage. A string quartet, four guitarists, which I think is kind of overkill now, including me, one backing vocal, trumpet, saxophone, drummer, bassist, keyboard. Yeah, so it's a big band, it's a big thing. I think we're very unique. Well, definitely nothing in Mongolia sounds, looks, feels like us. But that's not really the main point.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do something that I like. And that ends up being something that other people like too.
And now let us listen to their song, Foreign Window.
Saw you there by foreign window.
save me.
What do you aim to invoke in the listeners, or like what do you aim to deliver with your music?
I mean, the part of it's the mystery for me. So it's kind of like, it's something I, well, in this case, I would have to kind of like give it a name and give it like as eloquently as I can explain what it is. But I almost kind of don't like to define what it is, because the mystery is what keeps me compelled, I think, right? What I don't know, what I can't do, and... but right now, what, and every project can be different, every every band, every kind of thing has their own thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I try to not limit myself musically.
In genre-wise or like...
Everything. Everything. Okay. Everything. Genre-wise, especially genre-wise. Mm-hmm. And band members or the looks or anything. I want to... I think life's too short to be so pigeonholed, you know? And people need something... People need like an image or a box to kind of compartmentalize you.
Yeah.
So I get that. So I kind of... sometimes I will lean towards something,
mm-hmm.
A look, an image, or one thing. But that's also in the construct of time. So in this time, we'll look like this.
Mm-hmm.
But in another time, we'll look and sound like that. That's how I still try to keep my limitless kind of feel about it. But what I've grown to find out that it's kind of like it's kind of like finding out what you write a song, right? You write it and you release it.
Mm-hmm.
You play it, whatever, right? And then it can mean something totally different to another person, right?
And that's
the beauty of it, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like our music's kind of like this really eclectic, multi-dimensional, like three, four, five genres in one
mm-hmm.
single song.
Yeah.
Wacky, something that's like not like limited by a label.
That was one of Udi's recommendations. Everything changes, but I take that. Just like every artist and individual, Udi has his own dreams and aspirations for the future.
I think some of my biggest dreams are probably something that can't be achieved. Musically, I might be able to achieve, but things I actually care about, the end of capitalist economy, you know, like the end of racism, I don't know, these bigotry, inequality. What I do is a luxury. What I do is not dangerous at all. But there are dangerous jobs, and there are jobs that keep this engine going, right? Because I'm incredibly lucky to be doing what I do, and I know that. I know that every day. That's why I honor this. But musically, I mean, of course, it's probably no less different than any other band out there, you know? Tokyo Dome, I want to fill Tokyo Dome. I want to, you know, Madison Square Garden, play Coachella, Glastonbury, Pyramid Stage. Those are all the same. I hope to have a long musical career. I hope to be still inspired and putting out. There's so many things I want to do musically. I want to put out like a folk singer-songwriter acoustic album, you know, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, and Beck, Sea Change kind of thing. And then there's a trio, kind of bluesy Jimi Hendrix Cream thingy that I want to do. And then there's an instrumental album I want to do. I mean, I probably would want to make a soundtrack album, right? I mean, I feel like there's a whole thing ahead of me. I don't know if I'll have the financing backing for it because of the where I live. You know, music is neglected. The arts is neglected here, unfortunately. I wish there was more. I want somebody to be better than me and knock me out off the thing. Yeah, shake my ego, because right now I'm too egotistical about it and be like, I'm the, you know. So, yeah, I hope to be making music as long as I live. I want to put out things that I'm proud of, and this album that's coming out soon, it's being mixed now in the U.S. by Danny Reich, who worked with me on Yo Face. This album that's going to come out, the people who listen to it, they'll know. Without even them, their body and their subconscious will know. And I hope it's the first of many.
Here is Soul Love by our guest artist.
Spread it all around, give it all away. It'll come back tenfold one day. Wanna know how I do? Best is the destination in limitation, heartache. I'll let you on a little secret. out of the blue, and in a blind kick from the side. Gotta prioritize what matters in this life, 'cause in a lonely moment you'll only be mad with yourself.
In the near future, with the Swashbuckling Dandies have exciting plans in the pipeline.
Yeah, we're done with the album. We've been done since about January. I recorded half of it and I couldn't finish it, so I had help of Mukhergaz OT, who's probably the best producer in Mongolia, the only one that can finish our album. He helped finish that for us. It's 8 tracks, but I would say it's 6. 2 of them is an intro. It's called Nowstalgia, which is kind of like, if you Google it, there's like an actual definition for it, but I feel like it's kind of like the best of 60s, 70s, 80s, that golden generation of music, and the current aesthetic and audio production of now. It's kind of like the now and then all rolled into one, giving a very nostalgic feeling, even though we've never experienced that era actually yourself. You know, you were never in the 60s. I was never in the 60s, right? But it feels really like you watch a video and listen to it, like you're instantly transported there. Probably be out sometime spring, summer 2024, depending on when the vinyl will come out, because vinyl takes a long time. Vinyl. Oh yeah, it's not a real album until it's put out on vinyl, you know, for me. And we're going to Korea. So with Korea, 3 bands from Mongolia were chosen by the head of Playtime Festival. We're getting our visas done and all that. So Zandari Festa in October 5th to 7th in Seoul, Hongdae area. And hopefully we'll have music videos. And I'm very, very excited.
It sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for doing this interview with me. And I wish you all the best.
And that concludes our program for today. As a final treat, let's indulge in the captivating sounds of Ude's Swashbuckling Dandies with their hit song, Come and Get Your Lovin'. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the musical journey as we bid farewell to this exciting episode. Thank you for tuning in to Voice of Mongolia in English and supporting the young and upcoming artists in Mongolia. Until next time, goodbye.
time said I'd take her, but now that you're with me, let's fuck.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Baishte.